his righteous sentence. But his day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on the last. In the beauty of the lily, Christ was born. With a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me, as he died to make men holy, has died to make men free, while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Thank you. You may be seated. Great singing today. Our young people are going to come at this time, and they are going to sing for you, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. And that is found at hymn number 781. They would like us to all join with them on the last two verses, verse 3 and verse 4 at 781. And so will you come and sing for us this morning?
Thank you. wonderful amen. That was a blessing. I'd like you to open your Bibles this morning briefly to John chapter 14. My message this morning is, when God says, I will. You know, some people say yes when they really mean no. Some people say yes just to change the subject or to maybe send you on your way. Jesus offered invitations to a great feast in one of his parables, and then people told him of different excuses why they couldn't go. Basically, they were saying, you know, Jesus, I would go, but I have to attend to something right now. Or, Jesus, I would go, but I just got married. Or, Jesus, I would go, but I just bought a piece of land. I have to look at it. Jesus, I would go, but I got these animals. Or I would be there. You know, we as God's people, we should be people of our word. Amen? Amen? You know, it used to be that you could shake hands with someone and that was it. That settled it. Now, you shake hands and then you get your lawyer. And you sign some papers. I remember the first house we bought, I couldn't believe all the handwriting that was involved in it. And basically, you just have to say by faith, I'm trusting everybody in this room because I don't know what in the world I'm writing here. We've got 50 pages to sign. I'm not going to read all this stuff right now. But we should be people of our word. We live in a day where even the highest law enforcement officer in the country can stand before Congress and on national TV raise his hand and promise to tell the truth, only to watch him dance and be evasive and what many believe even lie under oath. No shame, no guilt. Many people think that lying is just a part of life, and that the end justifies the means. There are a lot of people that believe you can do anything as long as it's for a good cause. Doesn't matter how you do it. I'm glad that when God says something, we can depend on it. Amen?
Amen.
He's always true to his nature.
Amen.
He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away.
Amen.
And we can depend on him. A man and woman stand before the preacher and they take vows. And the one says, the pastor says, do you take this man to be your husband? Do you promise to, etc., etc., etc.? And she looks into his eyes and says, I might. No. She says, I will. And then the pastor says to him, do you promise to take this woman to be your wife? And do you promise to, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? And he says, I'm thinking about it. Brother, the time for thinking's over when you get to that point. You either do or you don't. Amen? And yet, Jesus, in just a very short chapter, in chapter 14 of John, he makes us several outstanding promises of what he will do. Mrs. Janke and I will be married 43 years this summer, this September. Oh, it's a miracle. I have never once thought of divorce in 43 years. Murder, yes. A couple times. But Don't tell her, right? It's on tape. It's going to be on the net, on the web. But we need to teach our children and grandchildren character traits. Kindness, patience, loyalty, faithfulness, hard work, appreciation, please and thank you. You can say amen anytime you want. Flexibility. We need to teach them enthusiasm,
amen.
Cautiousness,
amen.
Sensitivity, sincerity,
amen.
Initiative.
Amen.
Boy, that's a big one there. Get them off that couch. Amen. Amen. Initiative. Punctuality.
Amen.
What is punctuality? Being on time. What is punctuality? Telling someone you're going to be late if they're expecting you at a certain time? Or telling them you're not coming at all? Tolerance? Creativity?
Amen.
Resourcefulness?
Amen.
Our generation learned what resourcefulness was. Some of you are old enough to remember that a baseball could last more than one season even without a cover on it. You just tape it up. Just put tape over it and you continue playing with it. Resourcefulness. Hospitality.
Amen.
Teach them. Discretion. All these character traits. Parents, that is your job. We're here to support you as you do it. It's not our job to raise your children. Amen? That is your sacred job. I'd like us to look at some of the I wills of Jesus in John chapter 14. I'd like you to look at verse number 3, please. Well, actually, I'm going to read 1, 2, and 3 because it's just such a great passage of Scripture. Before he goes to the cross, his disciples are sad. And he says to them, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I'd have told you, I go to prepare a place for you." Brother Al, you can put your hammer down in heaven. You don't have to do any work and up there building houses. "And I go and prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." This is the great promise of hope. I will come again and receive you. That's the Christian's hope. To meet the Lord, our Savior, is our great hope. Everyone's going to see Him, but those that are in Christ, born of the Spirit of God, will meet Him in peace and confidence, and given a grand welcome home to see the one that we have waited and longed for, to see the one that we have prayed to see the one that we have lived for, finally get to see the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Those who are outside of Christ, they'll meet Him in judgment. Hebrews 9:27 says that it's appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. Once to die, after this the judgment. Apostle Paul said, "Make your calling and election sure." Make sure you're born again. Amen.
Amen?
"Well, my father told me I was born again." That's not good enough. "My wife said that I'm born again." Not going to work. Make sure that you are born of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Yes, loved ones reuniting again. What a wonderful, it's hard to explain how wonderful that's going to be. To see others that we've said goodbye to in this life. How amazing that experience is going to be. I think this morning of Lindsay Klinger, another friend of ours, born with spinal bifida, lived 27 years on this earth. Now she's in heaven. I gather running down the streets of glory.
No more wheelchair.
No more wheelchair. No more dependence on people to carry her and care for her and feed her and change her. Always a smile on her face. She loved cars. Her bedroom was full of car models. For her birthday, all she wanted was a car. Because she loved the freedom that cars brought. I gather she's probably driving a Mercedes right now, maybe, huh? Or something. Yes, there's the I will of hope. There's also the I will promise of answered prayer. In John chapter 14, notice verses 12 through 15. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. Amen, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Our problem is we don't ask enough. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Why isn't the Lord blessing me? How much time do we spend talking to Him? In between commercials? Oh, me? How do you get to know someone anyway? You get to know someone by spending time with them. When I first met Mrs. Janke in high school, she just really got my notice and attention. One day, I'm walking to class, and this pretty thing calls me by my name as she's walking past me. Said, "Good morning, Steve." Whoa. It's the only girl this year that has greeted me. Who is she? She obviously knows me. Oh, we started going out. We started dating slowly. This is new to me. I didn't know much about it. I remember we started talking on the telephone. I mean, we'd spend a lot of time saying nothing. And then, of course, it's time to get off the phone. You hang up. No, you hang up first. No, you hang up. Okay, I'm going to hang up. I didn't hear you. You didn't hang up. Why didn't you hang up? You hang up first. See, we went through that period of time. You get to know someone by spending time with them. You know what the average Christian's problem is? They don't spend enough time with their Savior. Amen.
Amen.
That's true. Verse number 15. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Oh, answers to prayer. He answers prayer. I believe God answers prayer. Answers always everywhere. I may cast my anxious care, burdens I could never bear, on the God who heareth prayer. Never need my soul despair, since he bids me boldly dare to the secret place repair, there to prove he answers prayer. I'm glad that God answers prayer, don't you? You can either worry or you can pray. We can live in faith or we can live in fear in these last days of church history. We're told in these days that men's hearts will fail them because of fear. We're told in these last days shall come, perilous times. Men shall be lovers of their own selves. Boy, isn't that true? They don't care if the country goes down the tube as long as they get what they want to get. At some point, there's a breaking point. Amen? Yes, we get to know the Lord by spending time with Him. Our Lord should not seem like a stranger to us. He allows trials to come into our life so that we can spend time with Him. Amen. He also gives a promise of intercession to pray in our place. In John chapter 14, notice verse number 16, he makes a promise. Notice he says, "And I will pray the Father, I will, not I might. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." Those of us that know the Lord as Savior, we have the Comforter with us. He's in us. He's in you. the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit. The Bible says the world cannot receive Him. They don't know what it's like to be led by the Lord. They don't know what it's like for the Holy Spirit to calm them. Have you ever addressed the Holy Spirit in your life lately? Did you ever say, Holy Spirit, lead me. Holy Spirit, guide me. Holy Spirit, forgive me. Holy Spirit, I have made you sad. I am sorry. Holy Spirit, I have grieved you. I have quenched you, your power. Forgive me. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for praying for me. Amen. Holy Spirit, go with me this day as I leave the house. Holy Spirit, guide me. And He also gives that promise of comfort also. Comfort that comes from having the Spirit of God. Notice verse 17 and 18. In the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but you know Him. For He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. That's better than religion. Amen. That's better than any religion, to have Christ in you. Verse 18, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. His presence. He has promised His presence in our life. He promised His disciples, all of them, special blessings because He had to physically leave them so that He could come back by their side in the person of the Holy Spirit. And we have the same promise this morning, the same promises that He gave His disciples. Several years ago, we were on vacation, went to New Orleans to visit our son Matthew and his family and our son Jared. And we thought we'd take in the sights. We always heard about New Orleans, never went there. We started driving around. We decided to get out and walk. We went to the famous Bourbon Street. And it was actually the time of the Mardi Gras. And we started to walk down Bourbon Street. And as we started to walk, I felt evil increasing all around me. After about a block and a half, I could not walk anymore. I looked at Linda, she looked at me. She says, we're getting out of here. We just felt that creepy. That was the Holy Spirit convicting us to turn around and get out of there. You know, the Holy Spirit can also tell us to move sometimes. You know, we take Him with us wherever we go, dads. We take Him with us wherever we go, moms. If you feel uncomfortable in a place maybe that you shouldn't be, that's the Holy Spirit saying, come on, daughter, son, let's get out of here. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
His presence goes before us. In verse number 21, He promised also that He would love us unconditionally. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. Here, He does say, if you love me, show me. If you love me, show me. You know, most of us, if we treated our wife like we treat the Lord, she'd have left us a long time ago. Boy, I sure got quiet. So what are you talking about? I'm talking about not talking to her every day. Not showing your appreciation to her. Amen? Ignoring her at times. And yet, sometimes we do that to God. But you know what? He's got feelings too. Amen? Amen? Our nation, unfortunately, is treating God like that today. They're not acknowledging Him. They're saying we can get along without you. Boy, they're not doing so good, are they? The only thing that's keeping our country together is God's almighty hand, God's mercy. Someone said reputation is what people think you are. Character is what you are when no one is watching. You know, our prayer this morning as we contemplate another year of freedom in America, and we're young as a nation, as nations go. We are very young. There are nations that are over 1,000 years old. We are very young. But our prayer should be, Lord, help me to love what you love. Lord, help me to hate what you hate. You know, one day this old tug of war is going to be over for the Christian. No more battling temptation. Amen. No more battling sin of the world, of the flesh of the devil. Lastly, there is also another I will of promise. And that is when our Lord became silent in verse number 30 of chapter 14. He says, hereafter I will not talk. I will not talk much with you. For the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father. And as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go. In verse 30 he says, now's coming a period of time that I'm not going to be speaking to you much. I'm going to be silent. Yes, our Lord became silent as he paid our sin debt. He became silent to those that accused him wrongfully. He became silent to those that lied about him in his trial. He became silent to those that gossiped about him and treated him harshly. He became silent as he was whipped with a cat of nine tails 39 times. Nine tails 39 times. That's being whipped with a single lash 351 times. To save us. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. He became silent as they pulled his beard out. He became silent as he was degraded by the Roman soldiers and spit upon. And as they covered his face and punched him in the face and said, you say you're a prophet, prophesy, who hit you? He became silent as he carried his cross as far as he physically could and then collapsed in exhaustion. All the while becoming silent. You know, when I think this morning of his silence, it makes me only the more so want to speak about him. Amen. We've got a great Savior to be boasting about and to be telling people about. We have no reason to be ashamed of our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
He became silent so that you and I could be free. He became silent so that we could be children of His. And thank God that He loves us today and to all that will turn to Him. Someone wrote a poem, said, Lord, keep me true. For years and years I walked in sin. I had no peace without within. Till one day Jesus came and put within my heart a song. And now I praise Him day by day. As I walk along the narrow way, I think I hear Him say to me, come, my son, and you shall see the glories and the mansions bright, where comes no sickness and no night. My heart did burn and stir anew. My prayer right there was, Lord, keep me true. Dear Lord, keep us true in these days in which we live. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we want to thank you this morning for your blessings. We thank you this morning for another year of freedom in this country. As we have listed and talked about your promises in John 14, you will give hope, you will answer prayer, you will intercede for us, you will comfort us, Your presence will be with us. I will love you. We think of your silence on the cross. Thank you that we can depend on everything and anything that you say to us in your word. And we thank you for preserving your word to each generation. We thank you that it's inspired. We thank you that it is always dependable. And Lord, help us to be people of faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, you told us. So when our faith is wavering, help us to remember that we need to go back to your word. We need to be people of your word. And help us to fight the good fight of faith. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed as our pianist plays a verse of invitation this morning. Maybe God spoke to your heart today of your Christian walk. You say, Pastor, God touched my heart and I want to do better. I've been treating the Lord like a stranger lately. I want to do better. I want to be remembered in prayer. I see your hand just lifted up. God bless you. Any others this morning? God bless you. Put it down. Say, Pastor, I've been neglecting my Bible. I've been neglecting the place of prayer. I've been worrying. Just leave here and do what you know what is right to do. Perhaps there's someone here this morning, you've never been saved. If you died today, you're not sure you'd go to heaven. You're not sure exactly what would happen to you. There's only one or two places to go. If there's never been a time that you've invited Christ to be your Savior, and you've seen the fact that He died on an old rugged cross as your exchange of punishment, death, this morning you can settle it. This morning you can leave here a new person in Christ. He says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me. Right now, you can invite Jesus to come into your heart. And anybody say, Pastor, that's me. I need it. I need Jesus as my Savior. I'm deciding this morning, once and for all. And I want to be remembered in prayer. Anyone like that? Could I just see your hand? Amen. Anybody else? Come to Him today in faith. He will not turn you away. Our Father in heaven, may your will be done this day. We pray that your invitation, as it opens, that you touch hearts according to thy will, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all take our hymn book, please, this morning. This morning, 543. Jesus, I come. If you'd like to come this morning to our altar and pray for any reason or purpose, you come this morning, 543. If you'd like to be baptized, we can talk about it. You'd like to join by letter of faith, letter of recognition, or from another church, you come as we sing. Out of my bondage, sorrow and night, Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come into thy freedom, gladness and light. Jesus, I come. Out of my want and into thy well, out of my sin and into thyself, Jesus, I come to thee. out of my shameful failure and loss. Out of my shameful failure and loss. Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come. Into the glorious gain of thy cross. Jesus, I come to thee. Out of earth's sorrows, into thy bond. And into thy calm. Out of distress, to jubilant song. Sing the last verse this morning. If no one comes, we'll close the invitation. But if God is speaking to your heart this morning about being a child of God, being born again, I would highly recommend that you not say no to Him today. This is the day of salvation. There's no promise of tomorrow for anyone. This may be your last opportunity to accept the greatest gift in all the world, eternal life in Jesus Christ. Out of the fear and dread of the tomb, out of the fear and dread of the tomb, Jesus, I come.
Jesus, I come.
Let's remember this week those precious promises of I will the Lord gave us in John chapter 14. And we're going to partake of some lunch downstairs. We hope you can stay for it. There will be no evening service. There will be no afternoon service. And so just enjoy yourself. Enjoy the lunch. Enjoy the fellowship together. And start thinking about Vacation Bible School next Sunday. Herb Braille will be preaching in the morning service. And I know exactly what he's going to say when he gets behind his pulpit. The first sentence, anyway. You know what he's going to say?
Hello
there! And if you don't say hello back loud enough, he's going to repeat it. That's his trademark. And so you mark my words, next Sunday morning, he's going to say, hello there. But he says it, when he says it, it's very distinctive. Amen. All right, well, we'll dismiss in prayer and ask the blessing on our meal. David, would you dismiss us and ask the blessing on our meal? Please stay for a while and enjoy yourself, all right? God bless you.